Hello and welcome to another UHB Library podcast. I'm your host Jenny and I'm joined today by Gareth and Beth. So hello both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
Very nice to have you both back again. And what we're going to be looking at on this episode is course support. So we have a lot of students here. We have medical students, we have nursing students, but we also have a lot of staff that are doing courses. It might be a short course, you might be going back to university. So what we thought we'd do in this session is just discuss all the different resources that we have to support you. We have a lot of what we're going to go into is like exam textbooks, but we also have general study guides as well. And we've got a lot of different online resources that are there to support you. There are a few that we need to mention that are just for staff, but majority are for staff and for students. And also at the end, we're going to go a little bit more into our training as well. So this is particularly useful for staff going back into education, as we said, but a lot of this will appeal to our medical students as well. So a good mixture there, got a good mixture of print resources, online resources and training to discuss with you today. So I'm first of all going to pass to Gareth, who is our resource expert at QE, and he's going to tell you a little bit more about some of the textbooks that we have available and how you can access those.
Right, so we've got a mixture of print books, which you can borrow with your base library card, and we've also got ebooks, which are available with your Open Athens registration. The print books on exams, all you need to do to find them is to go onto the base library catalogue and type in the name of your exam that you're taking. So usually you've got the little acronyms, you've got MRCP, MRCS, FRCR, etc. Pop that into the base library catalogue and then see what comes up related to your exam. Hopefully we'll have a print book that matches your exam. You'll be able to pop into one of our libraries to borrow it. In terms of finding where the books are, at QE we have all the exam books together. So as you walk into the library, they're right in front of you, all in one nice corner, all the exam books together for you to find. You just look for the class number. If you go to one of the other sites in the Trust, the exam books tend to be mixed in with the general stock. But as long as you've got the class number from the catalogue, you just search the shelves and find the class number. Or you can go and ask a member of staff and we can help find the book for you. So, yep, we've got print books. Also got the ebooks as well. So as I said, that's with the Open Athens registration. They will also appear on the base library catalogue and there'll be a little link to the book. So you can click that. It will take you to something called eBook Central, which is where all the majority of our ebooks live. And just pop your Open Athens registration in and you'll be able to open the ebook. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples of what we've got. So I know many of you might be doing the MRCP exams. So we've got a good example here, the MRCP PACES handbook from 2017. That's available via eBook Central. So again, just go to the base library catalogue, type MRCP PACES handbook in, and that should come straight up and just follow the links to get to the eBook. And good thing about eBooks is they're available 24/7. You don't have to come to the library. You know, much as we like our library users to come and see us, sometimes it's more convenient if you can access a book 24/7. So yeah, this is available on eBook Central. Got another one here. I got McLeod's Clinical OSCEs from 2015. That's also on eBook Central. So again, base library catalogue to find that one. Let's give you a couple of examples of the physical books as well, because I know I could rattle off a load of titles to you and it's too much at once. So let's give you a couple more short examples. You've got the final FRCA short answer questions practical study guide. So very good if you're doing the FRCA exams. That's from 2019. That's available via base as a physical copy. So again, type that into the catalogue. It will tell you where it is. And then if you're doing a foundation degree, we've got a book called Study Skills for Foundation Degrees from 2020. That's also available as a physical library book. And again, base library catalogue to find that one. So yeah, my big advice is to visit the base library catalogue, type the name of your exam in, look at what's available. If we haven't got the books available in any of our libraries in UHB, it might be the book is available to order in from a library in another trust. So that will appear on the base library catalogue. If you can't find the book at all that you wanted, or you can't find an example of your exam in the exam books, please can you tell us? Because we'd like to explore if that's something we can buy and add to our stock, because We do our very best to try and make sure we've got everything we have and everything we can get to help you with your exams. Occasionally a new text comes up and we're still waiting for it to arrive, or we haven't added it to our purchase list yet. So please tell us if there are any exam books that you recommend, and make a purchase suggestion. So you can do that via email, or you can go to the Base Library website, log into your account and click purchase suggestions and fill in the book details there. And that comes to us as a purchase request. Yes, that's just a little bit there about the books we've got available. So remember, it's physical books and also ebooks as well. And if you need any help, come and see a member of staff at the library counter, or indeed drop us an email.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we definitely appreciate suggestions, don't we? Like, please do get them in if we're missing something essential for your course. Particularly if you know there's quite a few of you that are doing it, isn't there? Like, it might be your whole department's doing it, or you're, say, a medical student and there's quite a few of you doing the same course. But as Gareth mentioned, we have got access to the Base Library catalogue. You can access that from the Base Library website, which is www.base-library.nhs.uk. And you'll be able to see everything that we have and everything that's available at the other Base Libraries as well. And that's quite across the West Midlands, so there's quite a few books that you can hopefully be able to have access to, as I say, either from ourselves or have it sent over from another library. But from that same website, that's where you can register for your free library card as well to borrow the print books. And as we mentioned, for ebooks, you will need an Open Athens account. That's through openathens.nice.org.uk. But as we say, if you have any questions, always do get in touch with your site library. We're here to help you, so we can help with any registration queries or anything about borrowing and accessing the textbooks. But as I said, as well as the books, we do also have access to some other online resources. So we're going to take a look now at a medical masterclass and then a new one that we have called Pass Tests. So I'm just going to pass to Beth first, who's going to tell you a little bit about what medical masterclass is and how to access it.
Yes, so Medical Masterclass is a web-based resource which has been developed by the Royal College of Physicians, and essentially it provides you access to question banks for the MRCP Part 1 and Part 2. So it's a really fantastic revision tool for physicians. It's really good. To register for this, all you need to do is email your home library and we'll send you the details to log in. It's got some really good features on there. So it's got a smart draw, so you will prioritise questions that either you've answered incorrectly before or questions you've not seen before. And it's got loads of things where you can customise it, you know, to fixate on certain specialities and things like that. It's a really good resource for the risen. So we would definitely recommend, if you're about to sit the MRCP, contact your home library and get access to this one. We do only have a limited number of accounts for this, but if we don't have any accounts available at the moment, we can put you on a waiting list and get in touch when one comes available. Yeah, that's about it for medical masterclass. Quite a simple concept, but really, really useful.
Yes, and we've definitely seen how popular it's been, hasn't it? Like, it's, I think at the moment it's quite full. although we have limited ones, as I said, like when someone is finished, that account becomes free again. So we just change them around, don't we? We rotate. And so hopefully we'll be able to get you a medical masterclass account for that 3 months. But we have also started recently subscribing to Pass Tests, which we've done in collaboration with the education team. So this one is aimed at medical students. It covers revision questions to help you with the finals, the OSCEs, the SJT and the prescribing skills assessment. So to access this one, it's similar to Medical Masterclass. You need to contact your site library to get a code. We do only have a limited amount of these. Once they're gone, they are unfortunately gone. So, I mean, by the time this goes out, maybe they'll have all gone. I don't know. Hopefully not. but we do only have a limited amount. But as we said before, we do take suggestions. So if you have found it really useful, do let us know. So it might be that we can look into getting some more, perhaps in the future. But those are our sort of just something slightly different to the books. We have got a medical masterclass and Pass Tests, which can help with exam revision. And as I mentioned, some of the other things that we have to support courses is our training. So particularly one of the most popular is our literature searching one. So particularly useful for medical students and staff returning to courses, as you have to do assignments, and this will involve doing literature searching. You might have to do more intense literature searching than others, depending on your assignment or your dissertation. But if you need help with those skills, we can do that. And also critical appraisal as well. We offer training on that. Another essential skill that you're likely to need when you're doing your assignment. So if you are interested in that, we do offer timetabled sessions. So keep an eye on In the Loop on our intranet page. If you're on Athens, we do an Athens update where we post training there as well. And also if you're on our base marketing training lists, you'll get the updates there. Or as I said, always just contact staff. We can always let you know when the next training session is. But we do also offer it as one-to-one training or for groups. So again, just get in touch with your site library and just let us know your availability, and we can arrange an online training session in those. And at the moment, we are developing our videos, so do keep an eye on that. We've got a few on our Moodle page, so if you search for UHB Library Induction, you'll find them on there. But we are revamping our training at the moment, so you might see more videos, you might see more Moodle courses in the future. So do keep an eye on that. Keep an eye out, as I say, on things like In the Loop and our internet, our website, for updates on those as we develop our training. And I'll just mention as well that we do offer training on how to use our Athens resources, and we do have a lot of different resources in there that can help you with your course. Anatomy TV is one. So these are 3D models of the human anatomy. We did discuss it a bit in our Open Athens episode as well. But that's a really useful tool that you can use for revision, or if you need images for your assignments that you're doing in the trust. So it is only internal use. It's a really, really useful resource, and we have access to lots and lots of thousands of journals and other resources, so like Clinical Key, which gives you access to journals, images and ebooks on there as well. So loads and loads of resources that you can use to access information. But I'm just going to pass back to Beth again to talk a little bit about BaseDoc. So this is a staff only service, and we offer it to all UHB staff for a variety of reasons. But assignments is one of the ways that you can use BaseDoc. So Beth, if you just want to say a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so as Jenny mentioned, BaseDoc is a service just for UHB staff, which allows you to submit article and literature search requests online. So particularly useful if there's an article you can't get on Open Athens, or with the literature searching, if you're particularly struggling with research, or if you want a bit of extra help, we can do literature searches on behalf of staff, so you can just submit them through there as well. To register for BaseDoc, you do just need a base library card. So if you aren't already a library member, you will need to be one to join BaseDoc. But once you've got your library account sorted, you can just go onto the BaseDoc website. It's a very, very short form on there, and fill that in. We'll validate you, and then it's really simple to just submit requests. There's just a quick, for both article and literature requests, it's just a quick request form on there which you can fill in with as many details as you can, and we'll get back to you. For literature searches, we tend to say around five working days for the results to be returned to you. And for article requests, it's usually a bit quicker, but again, we'd ask for you to allow around 2 days for this. So if you need any help with articles or literature searches, be sure to look at BaseDoc.
Fantastic. So that's sort of a bit of a glimpse into a bit of an overview of what we have. We haven't got into lots and lots of detail, but it's just to give you an idea of what we've got available. And as I say, if you have any suggestions for us, do please let us know. I'll just reiterate that for the base library card to register, it's base-library.nhs.uk, and you'll need that to register for BaseDoc as well. And Athens is openathens.nice.org.uk. And we recommend that you register with a UHB or NHS.net email, as it makes the process a lot quicker. So you'll get instant access then, 24/7 access to all of our online resources. But yeah, we have a mixture of print books, we've got ebooks, online resources and training, all here to support you in your courses. Beth, Gareth, any final comments that you'd like to add?
Yeah, as Jenny mentioned, if you're studying for any courses at the moment, if you're doing any exams, be sure to contact your library and we'll be happy to advise you on what we've got available. We'll be happy to help you hopefully pass your exams.
Yay, we'll have a little party. Well done on passing your exams.
and just thinking about that, when you finish your exam, the physical library itself, I mean, we have space, we've got study tables and we've got PCs, so obviously if you need anything like that for assignments, or you just want a quiet place to work, but we do have our wellbeing zone, which is quite a relaxing space, so you could work there, or when you finish your exam, go in there and have a sit down and breathe a sigh of relief that it's all over.
It's a very good point.
But our library area is open 24/7. Like a lot of our online resources, the 24/7 access. So anytime you want to come in, we're here Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, if you've got any questions. But otherwise, as long as you've got your ID card, you can come in and use the library. We have emphasised, obviously, for this episode about assignments, but we're here for all different reasons. We're here to help you with patient care, with research, any guidelines, audits that you need to do. So do please think of us for all your needs. I'm just going to finish. Add that on at the end. thank you very much for listening, and we will see you next time.